What does Janine think is in that box, Caleb?
I don't know, but she's testing Divergence. Searching for the one who can open it.
Find them. Every last one of them.
Janine's never gonna stop coming after us. It's time we fight back.
We don't have the numbers.
We will.
Janine claims you're all dangerous insurgents. If we were to combine forces, we'd be unstoppable.
Okay, here's the deal. While Divergent was a hit, it failed to become a phenomenon like Harry Potter, Twilight, or The Hunger Games did. Still, that didn't stop the Hollywood machine from churning out its sequel, Insurgent. And with this movie, you get more of the same from the first film. Insurgent follows Triss and her group of wayward divergents, or those who don't fit into a specific faction in this overly complicated and nonsensical futuristic dystopia. She and Four, yes, that's really the love interest's name, work underground to amass an army to overthrow the government. Meanwhile, the leader of the government is trying to capture Triss for her ability to open a mystery box left by the city's founders. Like Divergent, Insurgent is a dumbed-down version of science fiction that should appeal to teenage girls but failed to hold up under any intelligent scrutiny. And like the Twilight movies, it's more about keeping a boyfriend than it is about any sort of freedom fighting. The film at least looks better than the first one, with some overused but eye-catching special effects and a slick IMAX 3D release. There's also more action than the humdrum origin story, which helps. However, when Triss literally says to Ford, "This isn't going to make much sense, but you have to trust me," it seems like a Freudian admission by the writers of how silly this whole series really is. Insurgent gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.